Amen. As mentioned, this is the Blue Heron Renaissance Choir, and if you'd like to find out more information and where they might be playing in your city, you can look them up on the web. They have a fairly extensive discography now, too, and they are... appearing in Cambridge outside of Harvard Square at a well-known church that hosts a lot of wonderful people. It is 7:10. You're listening to WMFO in Bedford, and we are about to feature an album that came out to a lot of fanfare. It's called I'll Be Your Mirror, a tribute to the Velvet Underground and Nico. And why are we sort of featuring this album now? Is because the late great Lou Reed left the contents of his studio to his wife Laurie Anderson, and she was like, whoa, there's a lot of stuff in here. And she got some people to help her. One whose name we've played on the show before, Don Flemons, one of the original Carolina Chocolate Drops, and a couple of other people. And they went and tried to decide what they could call down and put in a display in the New York City Public Library. Last I heard was that due to COVID and the popularity was it was going to be extended beyond its closing date as they search for another venue. Laurie Anderson was the Elliot Norton Lecture Fellow. I think they're going to get rid of that fellow business, but you never know. It's a university. But yes, she was the Elliot Norton lecturer for this past year, and some of her lectures are on YouTube, and others I think are probably being prepared for recordings as much as possible. Probably more videos, I would think. She had an exhibit out at MoMA in North Adams back in 2020, I believe it was. It was sort of like the first year of COVID, but we were out of the lockdown, and we went out there in late September, not knowing what was going to be there, and had a grand time. MoMA does always have rotating exhibits and also features some of our local composers. Malika Fitzhugh did a residency there last year and has some of her original compositions featured at the Longy School and with other people. So without further ado, we'll switch from classical to I'll Be Your Mirror, a tribute to the Velvet Underground and Nico.
Six stars in my head, up to Lexington, 125, feeling sick and dirty, more dead than alive, waiting for my man. Hey white boy, what you doing in town? Hey white boy, you're chasing our women around. Oh pardon me sir, it's the furthest from my mind. I'm just looking for a really good friend of mine. I'm waiting for my man. Here he comes, he's all dressed in black. Your shoes in a big straw hat. He's never early, he's always late. First thing you'd learn is that you always gotta wait. I'm waiting for my man. Brownstone, up three flights of stairs. Everybody's pinned you, but
nobody cares. He's got the works, gives you a sweet taste. You gotta split because you got the time to waste. Don't you hop, don't you ball and shout. I'm feeling good, you know I'm gonna work it on out. I'm feeling good, I'm feeling all so fine. Until tomorrow, but that's just another time. We'll be right back.
Flash girl child in the dark comes in bells, your servant don't forsake him. Distract your mistress and cure his heart.
that was Andrew Bird. Yes, very distinctive violin player. And Lucius doing Venus in Furs from I'll Be Your Mirror, a tribute to the Velvet Underground in Nico. And before that, we heard Sharon Van Etten performing Femme Fatale from that same album, I'll Be Your Mirror, a tribute to the Velvet Underground and Nico. And we started off with Matt Berenger, I'm Waiting for the Man, from I'll Be Your Mirror, a tribute to the Velvet Underground and Nico. And as we mentioned, there was a Lou Reed exhibit at the New York Public Library, a main building that barely scratched the surface. Lou saved everything in banker's boxes, every single receipt. And his sister said that their father had advised them that if they ever wanted to collect money, they needed to always get a receipt. And if they had any hope, what they needed to do was actually sign a contract. I'm not sure that Lou was in shape in his early years to do the contract business, but boy, did he save every receipt. It's 7:32. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, home of Freeform Radio.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WMFO annual drive is in effect. We're looking to raise $5,000 to continue to keep your Freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. or mail a check payable to trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO PO Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Just a note, we're hoping to get a WMFO post office box back again real soon, but it was dropped in a cost-cutting measure. What you can do is go to our website, www.wmfo.org, and click on the Donations Drive tab, and it will tell you a number of ways that you can donate, and then you can also see the wonderful swag, merch, yes, merch, that we have at various donation levels, because we've learned, yes, yes, we as a public radio station owned and operated by the trustees of Tufts University actually get the same swag as some of those other well-known stations. In the meantime, in between times, we're back to music here. This is one of my favorite guitarists.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
So that was Joe Bonamassa live from the Royal Albert Hall. If you're wondering where that is, it's one of the premier performance venues in London. That does it for Cafe Mofo for another edition. We want to thank WMFO and the trustees of Tufts University for allowing community members back in the station. There is no substitute for live radio, and I'm expecting Mr. Buchert with one of his exciting sound collages to be coming in here at any minute. Yes, Ed. Well, we are going to close out the set list, and let's see if I can remember how to do this. Yes. Yes, there it is. Log out. And here he is. He got his notice. He's setting up his sound collage right now. Prepare to be amazed, ladies and gentlemen, at the sounds emerging from your car radio, your home. It is wonderful to see Mr. Edward Buchert here. He's getting ready. He's going to be in the big chair real soon now. As soon as I vacate it, even. All yours.
Okay.
I tightened up all of the stanchions because...
Yeah, we'll mosey on here. We've got a little bit of just... Not quite 2 minutes, so let's start and see if we can have a public service message to start tiding us over. And I think we'll definitely be doing that. And one of the most important ones, I think, is what we're going to start with here about some numbers and prediabetes.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, eight kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home